Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. U.S. manufacturing output in November surpassed its pre-recession peak. The Federal Reserve says factory production rose 1.1% last month, up from a 0.4% improvement in October. Manufacturing output has risen 4.8% over the past 12 months. It's now above the previous high set just before the downturn began in December of 2007. The ruble hit a new record low against the U.S. dollar today as oil prices kept up the pressure on Russia's slowing economy. The ruble crashed through 60 to the dollar, trading at 60.33 this morning. The falling price of oil, the chief source of Russian exports and tax revenues, has weighed heavily on the currency. The ruble started the year at 32.85 to the dollar. The Farm Service Agency says that farmers who participated in U.S. crop subsidy programs reported prevented plantings as of December 1st of 1.606 million acres of corn. That's up from 1.594 million acres a month ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,342. It's up 151 points. The NASDAQ, 4233, up 47.5. The S&P 500 is 2012, and it is up almost 22 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Portions of the Midwest will likely see precipitation over the next 2 days, with the northwestern part of the Corn Belt picking up on some significant snowfall. The storm system responsible for that precipitation has already brought some significant relief to hard red winter wheat country in the central U.S. plains. Some of the driest areas from northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas into southwest and south-central portions of Nebraska received some significant moisture over the weekend, with 0.2 to 0.8 of an inch of moisture resulting in quite a few areas, and anywhere from 2 to 6 or 7 inches of snow accumulating in parts of northeastern Colorado. This system is poised to move across South Dakota and Minnesota, as well as Iowa and some neighboring states in the western Corn Belt. As we go through the day today, the snow is most likely going to occur from South Dakota to Minnesota, and 2 to 6 and local 8 inch amounts may still occur across that narrow corridor. Most other areas will see rain and or rain changing to snow, but the snow is not likely to accumulate as significantly as it will from South Dakota into Minnesota. The lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see some precipitation as well, but much of that will likely occur as rain, and we're expecting it to occur very briefly and lightly as we go forward through the next 2 days. The precipitation will probably not amount to much more than 2 or 3 tenths of an inch in quite a few locations, but there will be a few exceptions. There may be some greater amounts in a handful of locations. It could get up to 4 and 5 tenths of an inch. The precipitation will take a little bit of a break as we get into midweek, but only a brief one. There's going to be another storm system brewing in the central and southern plains as we move into the Wednesday night and Thursday time period. That new low pressure system is likely to march across the lower parts of the Midwest and pass through parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin as well as we finish out this work week and move into the weekend. There will be again rain and snow reported across a big part of the Midwest. Most of the precipitation will be concentrated on the region from Kansas and parts of the U.S. Delta area into the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, including parts of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. Now, the moisture totals with this next event are going to be varied and a little bit more significant, though, than that which precedes it with today and tomorrow. We're expecting to see some of the moisture totals run from about 0.1 inch upwards to 0.7 inch. There'll be a few local totals that'll go over an inch, especially in the northern delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin. Those areas could end up with some significant 1 to 2.5 1.5-inch amounts of rain and something greater in a few spots. The system will move off to the southeastern states and the middle Atlantic region as we move into the rest of the weekend. There will be a cooling trend next week across parts of the Midwest. So we're about done with the warmer bias conditions, and many areas in the Midwest were a bit ripped off by the warmer bias staying further to the west in recent past days, but there has been some warm-up across the region. We're going to see the temperatures rebound a little bit further here today and tomorrow, but after that we'll probably start a notable cooling trend that will be most significant next week. Afternoon highs today in the Midwest will likely run from 30s and 40s in the north to readings in the 50s and lower 60s in the south. Missouri and areas to the east into Illinois and Kentucky will likely be warmest. We'll expect to see the cool-off take place after that, though, and temperatures will gradually work their way down to the 20s and 30s for highs on Wednesday, with the exception of the extreme south, where some 40s are possible. Down in South America, it still looks as though a good environment for crop development will prevail. Most of Brazil will see rain at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, although the southwest will likely be a bit dry here over this next 5 to 7 days. And in Argentina, most of the south will see drier bias conditions, which will be good for wheat harvesting. The rest of the country will see scattered showers supporting summer crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 642 1/4 up 8. Soft March wheat is 611 3/4 up 5 1/4. March corn is 409 3/4 up 2 1/4. May 418 1/4 up 2 1/2. July 423 3/4 up 2 1/4. Go out to December of 15 at 433 3/4. It's up 2. January soybeans 1047 1/4 unchanged. March unchanged too, 1053 3/4 the tick there. May 1059 down 1/2. July 1063 3/4 down 3/4. January soybean meal 370.40 up 3.40. January soybean oil 32.18 down 18. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And I guess for producers, thank you very much for the futures in the corn market.
Yeah, we saw a push into new recent highs there Friday, and we did see some pickup in producer selling. So some producers were paying attention a little bit and used this opportunity to kind of get some stuff sold here. We're seeing a little more activity here this morning. So continue to be maybe a little bit of an early Christmas gift here with markets pushing into new recent highs here as we head into the Christmas time frame here, Dave.
Do you think this week we could continue to rally? There's a gap on the chart right around 4 1/4.
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to have a little bit of support, just continuing to see some friendly news. You know, that last week we still had the ending stocks kind of trending in the right direction, albeit at just a small move, but did see things lower. Talk of maybe even less corn acres here as we head into the January crop report, which means probably less production, which might mean a little less ending stocks. And then, you know, these continuous talk of China improving the MIR-162 trait late last week has got the market at least something friendly to talk about. We'll see if that means any new business on the dried distillers grain side, but at least market perception is that's a little friendly to market, Dave.
We should get some Farm Service Agency numbers today.
Yeah, I mean, and that's right, and we'll probably, the early indications, or at least some of the early release we saw suggest that corn acres could still trend just a touch lower here as we head into that January report. So that's offered a little support here again this morning, too. So just kind of a little bit of a bias towards some friendly data here the last week or so, kind of offering some support here, Dave.
What about soybeans? What are you seeing there today?
Well, pretty quiet here. Obviously, the weather in South America continues to look okay. Still plenty of beans worldwide and domestically here, kind of keeping a lid on things. We will have NOPA crush out here this morning at 11 o'clock here. You know, exports and crush continue to be a positive story for soybeans. We'll see if we can get a bounce out of that. But it seems like more of a corn and wheat story here the last couple of days, with beans just kind of wallowing in this more of a range-bound trade. And it looks like that's going to continue as long as South America doesn't turn adverse weather-wise here, Dave.
So you don't expect maybe soybeans to try to make an assault on the November high anytime soon?
I think it's going to continue to be more of this range-bound trade. I guess I just don't see much exciting there happening, at least for the next few days, Dave.
What other factors before we let you go?
Well, like I said, NOPA crush, and then, you know, just kind of see what this thin trade does here as we move forward. And then, you know, still watching this farmer as far as what he wants to do here, you know, selling-wise. He's been a pretty quiet seller, especially on the corn. If that would pick up a little bit, that could cause a little bit of resistance in corn futures too, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 409 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. May 417 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. July 423, up 1 1/2. January beans are 1047 down a quarter. March 1053 1/2, down 1/4. July 1063 3/4, down 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.